This is Harry Richmond. And the Dodge Orchestra, brought to you by your local Dodge dealer. Our guest star on this Dodge program is none other than that renowned tenor of stage, radio, and screen fame, a grand singer and a grand fellow, my pal, and your favorite, Frank Parker.
Thanks for the kind words, Harry. But did I hear you say this is a Dodge program?
That's right, Frank.
Well, before we go any further, I want to get one thing straight.
All right, what is it?
I refuse to say a single solitary word about the new Dodge, the beauty winner of 1936.
Oh, you do, eh? Just what do you refuse to say?
Well, for one thing, I know that this big, luxurious new Dodge saves you money every mile you drive. But I'm not going to say it.
That's all right, Frank. You don't have to say it. Dodge owners are saying it for you. Why, the news is pouring in from all over the country. Dodge drivers report 18 to 24 miles to the gallon of gas and savings of up to 20% on oil. And now that that's off my chest, you don't mind singing a song for the folks, do you, Frank?
Not at all.
What'll it be?
Thanks a Million from the picture of the same name.
Can I convey it all? I don't want to bore you. It's so hard to say it all, standing here before you. There's so very much to say in so many ways, but I found a different way in a current thanks a million thanks to you for everything that love could bring. You brought me each tender love word you happened to say. Away in memory's bouquet. Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true. And so I'm saying thanks a million to you. Thanks a million to you.
Thanks, Frank. That was swell.
I'm glad you liked it, Harry.
You know, you're a darn good-looking fellow. I'll bet you have lots of girls crazy about you.
Oh, I don't know.
You're just being modest. But tell me, how do you feel when you're in love?
How do I feel? My gosh, Harry, it's the most wonderful feeling in the world. Why, when I'm in love, I'm just breezing along with the breeze. I never mind the bumps or the ruts along the highway of life. I float through life on a cloud.
And that, folks, is exactly the way you feel in the famous Dodge Air Glide ride. If you haven't experienced this thrill, visit the showroom of your local Dodge dealer. See for yourself the extra value you get in this big, new, money-saving Dodge. Believe me, folks, it certainly is more car for less money. Think of it. The new Dodge Beauty Winner of 1936 now sells for only $640 and up. List prices at factory Detroit.
Say, that is something, Harry. But how about you singing a song now?
Don't mind if I do.
Well, what do you want to sing?
There'll Be No South, from my new picture, the title of which has been changed from Rolling Along to The Music Goes Round and Round. Outland! Outland! Don't let them change your rhythm, the rhythm that has brought you pain. Outland, outland, that you'll never sound the same. That's the rhythm of the South. That's the rhythm of the South that Stephen Foster wrote for you. He lives every note for you. When dark is round the cabin door, don't sing about the Swanee shore or wail about their mammies anymore. There'll be no sow. When Stephen Foster's melodies are only tender memory and you go in for modern harmony, there'll be no sound if we can't sing about your famous old man river, your bales of cotton, taters, and corn, that southern swing that made our northern music quiver with that rhythm they brought with them. That's why darkies were born. If we can stroll neath southern skies and hear those darkies harmonize the songs that brought the teardrops to your eyes, there'll be no sound. If you take those darkies away from the cabin door and they stop singing about the Swanee shore or wail about their mammy anymore, there'll never be a sound. If you allow Stephen Foster's famous melody to be forgotten and only remembered as memory, and the moment you go in for those modern jazzy harmonies, believe me, you'll have no sound. If the world can't sing about your muddy watered river, your bales of cotton, your taters, and your corn, if we ever lose that southern swing that made our northern music quiver with that hidey-ho rhythm that they brought with them, that's why darkies were born. If we can come down here and stroll underneath your southern sky and listen to your little pickaninnies harmonize, that beautiful Swanee River that brought the teardrop to your eyes, born is your South, and there'll be no song.
Thanks, Harry. You know, I like the way you did that number.
You mean it?
Yes, sir. And I mean it when I say this year's Dodge is actually safer than ever before. And here's why. First, the Dodge Safety Steel body, stronger and sturdier than ever before. Second, genuine hydraulic brakes. And third, safety beam headlights. Believe me, you're certainly safe in a Dodge.
Say, what is this, Frank? I thought you refused to say anything about the new 1936 Dodge.
I was only fooling.
Well, don't fool me about singing another song.
I won't. I'm going to sing Farewell, My Lovely, from that Broadway production, At Home Abroad.
Farewell, my lovely. Farewell, my lovely. I will be alone and in love. I'm in love with you alone. Will you ever be my own? back to you. Someday my arms will take you again. You'll hear the beat of, feel the heat of my heart. Someday my lips will wake you again. Through parting we'll learn the joy of returning. Farewell, my lovely. Coming back to you. Farewell, my lovely one. Farewell, my lovely one.
Thanks, Frank. That was a beautiful song. There's only one thing that beats it for beauty.
Oh, yeah? What?
The new 1936 Dodge. It's smarter, roomier, more luxurious than ever before. No wonder fashion authorities from coast to coast are hailing the new Dodge as the beauty winner of 1936.